Occupational English Test. Practice Test. Listening Test. This test has three parts. In each part, you'll hear a number of different extracts. At the start of each extract, you'll hear this sound. You'll have time to read the questions before you hear each extract, and you'll hear each extract once only. Complete your answers as you listen. At the end of the test, you'll have 2 minutes to check your answers. Part A. In this part of the test, you'll hear two different extracts. In each extract, a health professional is talking to a patient. For questions 1 to 24, complete the notes with information you hear. Now look at the notes for extract 1. Extract 1, questions 1 to 12. For questions 1 to 12, complete the notes with a word or short phrase. You now have 30 seconds to look at the notes.
Hello, Elizabeth. I'm Richard. I'm one of the nurses in this district, nursing. And the doctor has asked me to see you, so I guess you know that.
Yes, I do.
All right, yeah. So please take a seat.
Thank you.
Right, yeah. So, how can I help you?
Well, nurse, it's kind of a bit complicated.
Mm-hmm.
I've got this problem with my back.
All right.
And it hurts very bad.
All right, yeah. I've seen your case notes, and yes, I've seen that, yes. So, can you explain the situation you go through currently?
Yes, sure. I experienced this discomfort and a very stiff feeling in my back. Mm. It's been long.
All right.
And I used to use some pain relief ointment to relieve the symptoms, but lately...
That's not working. All right, yeah. So, can you tell me when this started?
It was 1.5 years ago,
mm-hmm,
when the pain started.
All right.
I was prescribed with some painkillers back then.
All right, yes.
And after 12 months,
mm-hmm,
there was no relief in the pain.
All right, so you have been taking the medicines consistently.
Yes.
All right,
yes,
yeah, okay.
I did. Well, I could not stand up.
Oh, okay. Right.
For which I was later hospitalized for, say, 2 days.
Okay.
And I underwent some blood tests along with the beta meal.
Oh, yeah. All right. Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
Mm.
So later, after 6 months, I was diagnosed with a tumor in my back.
Oh, all right. Okay.
For which I underwent a surgery.
Mm-hmm.
And a small part of my bone that was removed.
Okay.
That's what was told to me. And I was also told the tumor was spread to my liver.
Oh, and my lower back. And
now that was very sad, and I was worried about it.
Right. So you said you were in terrible pain. Were you given some medicine for that?
Yes, I was. Pethidine 3 times per day.
Mm-hmm.
And some alternative modalities for pain relief. I tried acupuncture for, say, 2 months, which I discontinued later.
Oh, so you felt that was not working?
Yeah, it was not.
Did you do something else for the pain?
Yes, I did, and I am still doing it. I smoke marijuana.
Marijuana?
Yeah, dope.
Okay. So, that's not the ideal thing you should be doing.
I understand, but...
Right, yes. So, what are your thoughts about what you are going through?
That's the main reason I've come to you.
Right, yeah.
I've been depressed for quite a long time, and I've been going through this rough phase. and I feel anxious about my illness. You know, even I get this weird thoughts of ending my life. I considered suicide.
I'm sorry to hear that.
Yes, yeah. But I just want to get this over.
Right, yes.
I need help.
Yeah, but Elizabeth, you know, that's not the way out, actually.
I know.
See, I wanted to see you because, you know, there are a couple of things that the doctor wanted me to discuss with you.
Okay.
And I would be arranging some counseling sessions for you.
That would be great.
Yes. So, if that's fine with you, I can get that rolling in a few days' time.
Yes, of course.
And that's actually part of an ongoing modalities that the doctor wants for you.
Okay.
Right. And I can also try, you know, some alternative modalities of pain relief.
Okay.
All right. And that would include many things, mm-hmm. including acupuncture, acupressure,
mm-hmm.
and yoga.
I haven't tried it yet.
Right.
Will it be...
Yes, it has helped many people who have, you know, gone through things similar to what you go through.
All right.
So those things should be helpful, and that is, they don't have any side effects, actually.
Mm-hmm.
And you should be seeing a specialist as well, if that's okay with you.
That would be fine.
Who would particularly help you through this phase of your life and help you to come out of what you are going through.
Yes.
Extract 2, questions 13 to 24. For questions 13 to 24, complete the notes with a word or short phrase. You now have 30 seconds to look at the notes.
So, Mr. Alexander, the physical exam's very consistent with some very bad back spasming causing the pain you're in today.
Well, I am in a lot of pain. I've been in a lot of pain for a little over a week now.
Yeah.
That's why I went to the emergency ward, because it just was unbearable. So,
yeah.
And I'm not sleeping well, neither, from this.
Yeah, you're exhausted.
I am.
Yeah.
Extremely.
Well, this back pain we can treat with some medication for the pain, some something for the back spasm as well, exercises, and a heating pad to make you feel better. Most of the time, back pain will get better with this conservative treatment.
Well, that sounds nice, doctor. I mean, it sounds okay, but what I was thinking is that maybe I should have an MRI done, because I think maybe something seriously is going on with my back, so...
Tell me about that.
Well, I'm concerned that something is seriously wrong, like I may have a pinched nerve or a slipped disc or something, and I figured an MRI could at least show if that's what's going on, or rule it out, and, you know, be sort of like a peace of mind thing for me as well, so...
Yeah, yes. I could see you're worried about it, and I would be too. But I have to tell you, the physical exam today shows nothing more than the back spasm. It has none of these red flags we worry about, such as the weakness in the leg, problems with the reflexes, or anything with this neurologic exam. It all came back normal today. You had no fever in the history and no problems that besides the pain that you're having from the lifting that you described. I know you're in a lot of pain and you're worried about it, but most of my patients get better with this conservative treatment. Is there something else you're worried about?
Well, like I said, you know, it's been a problem for over a week now, and I'm really concerned that something is wrong and that I'll never be able to work again, or I'll be disabled for the rest of my life.
Yeah.
I mean, doctor, look, I did some research on my own. I went on the internet, I was reading up about, you know, what people do for their back pains, and I saw this guy, actually I saw a couple people, who swear that after an MRI their back feels a lot better, something to do with the magnetism, I believe it's in the machines or something. Okay. And I hear people using magnets to, you know, to help with back issues and other pains. Mm-hmm. So I'm thinking, well, you know, I can find out if something seriously is going on with the MRI, and at the same time maybe feel better because of the magnets that are, you know, going on in the machine. So that's why I'm asking you to give me a referral so I can get an MRI done.
Yeah. I know you want to get better. I feel that from you. But the MRI has not been shown in the past to help alone, the magnetism. That's not something that it actually does. It's an imaging study. It just shows what's there. You mentioned you wanted an MRI while we were doing the physical, so I pulled out some information for you about it.
All right.
Because the MRI can cause some harm. And we don't want to do that. It's unnecessary when you have this type of spasming pain. A study shows that with people who get MRIs within the first month of having back pain are 8 times more likely to have surgery. And I don't think you're a candidate or we want you to have surgery at this point.
No, I don't want surgery at this point. I don't want surgery at any point.
Right.
I just want my back to get better. And so I figured, you know, this MRI could, you know, show me if, you know, anything's going on, and maybe the magnets would help. But you're saying that that's pretty much
a
myth.
No, I see back pain a lot. Most of my patients get better within 4 to 6 weeks with this conservative treatment we mentioned, with the medication and exercises and heat. What do you feel about that?
Well, it doesn't look like you're going to give me an MRI referral. So, I mean, I'll try it. But if it doesn't work, or if I have other symptoms going on, could we consider an MRI then?
Absolutely. I mean, I want you to get better. Sure. And I really think this is going to help you get better. And you will get better. And if not, I want you to call me. And I want to see you again in a few weeks to make sure you're getting better.
That is the end of part A. Now look at part B.